My name is Greg Standridge, and I'm a singer, songwriter, guitarist, and music instructor here in Norman, Oklahoma.
All right. In what ways did Woody Guthrie change the way we listen to and experience music?
Well, I think the biggest thing about Woody's music was that, for me anyways, is that it was some of the earliest, like, protest music that was really speaking about what was going on with the people. And, of course, during his time, there was so much, so many bad things going on in the world, especially here in the Dust Bowl era. And he used that vehicle of music to lift people up and to tell the stories of what was actually going on. A lot of times music before that seemed to be more about just having some fun and entertaining.
So you have your master's degree in classical guitar, so it's a little bit of a different twist on folk music. How would you say Woody Guthrie has affected your music style?
Oh, well, this is really, really good because it's a really important thing for me that the whole tradition of music is passing it down to people. So when I first started learning to play, I was about 16 years old, and I didn't read music at all or have any experience with that. And my friend would teach me songs on the guitar, and we learned Woody Guthrie songs and Bob Dylan songs and a lot of Woody Guthrie songs. So I learned, you know, through rote by my friend showing me. It was just amazing, you know, to be able to pick up a guitar and sing and play these songs with him. And so those are my very first songs I was able to learn and play and sing. It's really important to me. It's really fun, too, because he said, you know, he was born here. And I was like, well, I'd heard that. He said, well, we should go look at his house in Okemah. I was like, awesome, let's do it. So we took a road trip to Okemah. This is in 1975 or 76. And I really expected it to be a museum because, you know, he was so huge. And we get there, and it's this old, rundown house that nobody's taken care of. And it's just, you know, it was really in bad shape and all that. And I was really disappointed because I thought it was going to be a big museum.
Very neat. Tell me about the first time you heard Woody Guthrie. You talked about playing his songs. What was that like?
Well, the first song I remember, because, you know, we would sing it sometimes in school, was This Land Is Your Land. And that song has always been burned in my memory. And as I got older and started having some, identification with being an Okie, it became like my national song for forever. I thought it was the most amazing thing in the world. But I was thinking the other day, you know, of songs that he did that are just, you know, were just so amazing to me. 1913 Massacre was probably the one that spoke to me the most. It's like, wow, there's a hard song, you know. Just mean people doing mean things to folks on Christmas Day. It's or Christmas Eve. It's horrible. So powerful, powerful lyrics is what I always associate with Woody's songs.
And many of his songs are from his experiences during the Great Depression when he traveled with displaced farmers from Oklahoma to California. How do you think his common man persona added to his music?
Well, I think it's really important to that. I know it was. The people that saw him and knew him knew he was just a regular guy in that respect. You know, he'd been through the Dust Bowl and been through the same problems they were, and he was sitting right beside them, you know, going through the same thing that they were. And so I think that was, it had a huge effect on people. They look at a guy and say, wow, that's amazing. I was kind of thinking of this, maybe totally off subject, but I know that, you know, like USO, you know, we would send artists over to play for the troops. And it's really gracious of them to go over there and all that. But, you know, in the end, those guys return back to, you know, the United States and have, you know, big three square meals and nice bed to sleep in and all that. And everything's cool. And nobody's shooting at them. But, you know, in that kind of way, Woody was right there with them all the time. And he was just like them in that respect.
Besides This Land Is Your Land, which I'm almost 20 and I sang it. My music teacher had a record player, and that was one of the first songs we ever sang in elementary school, too, so it was pretty neat. Besides This Land Is Your Land, are there any other favorites that you have of Woody Guthrie's?
Well, yeah, a couple of them that are kind of like I like the kids' songs. So there's one that's called "I'm Gonna Mail Myself to You," and it's just a song about it's a kid song. He wrote a lot of little kid songs that are really cool. That was one of my favorites that I loved, and loved "Hobo's Lullaby" is one of my favorites too, and "Deportee" is another one, really hard song about, you know, just speaking about what's going on during that time. Those are some of my favorites right there.
What do you most look forward to when you go up to Woody Fest?
Well, I'll tell you, I've only got to go one time, and this is the first year I'm getting to play in it. I'm just so excited, you know, about it. It's so cool just to be, you know, in his hometown, and everybody there. My good friend Terry Ware, I write a lot of music with, is the guitarist in the house band up there, and he's made every one of them. And I kind of feed vicariously through him on a lot of that, just his energy that he has about what's going to go on and how all these people get together to celebrate, you know, Woody's music. It's pretty electric. The time I got to go and listen was amazing. One of the most coolest experiences I've ever heard. So,
do you know when you play?
Yeah, I play Friday at 5, and I'll be playing with, like I say, Terry Ware. We've written a bunch of songs, been writing together for quite some time, so we're actually going to do our set together up there.